Hello again, folks. I've been hearing quite a lot of chatter about a movie called A Quiet Place for a while, and it popped up again in the news recently because it won some awards or something. So I thought I'd give it a whirl to see what all the fuss is about. And yeah, not bad at all. Not bad at all. No overt political brainwashing, no diversity at all, unless you count the monsters, but we'll get into that in a bit. Even the rural setting was easy on the eyes. It looks lovely, nice countryside where it's set. Before I get into the red pill stuff, though, let's take a quick look at what the film's actually about, in case you haven't seen it. A Quiet Place is set in the near future, but modernity has been destroyed by monsters which can't see but have very sensitive hearing. And we follow the story of a white family who live on a farm and how they get by. We see some newspaper clippings which give the game away that these monsters are all over the world and nobody has managed to contain them. There's a few clunkers here. I find it hard to believe that these monsters, which they're like the alien off the Alien films a bit. I find it hard to believe they could beat the American military. Surely all they would have to do is fortify an area and then set off some sirens to attract the monsters, and then they could be mown down and blown to bits. Unless the American government actually wanted these savage things in the country, terrorizing the population. But that's just mental. That would never happen, would it? At any rate, the urban areas have long since fallen to the savages, and we follow Emily Blunt and her bloke on the family on the farm, and they're having a hell of a time of it. They're becoming really enriched. But you see, A Quiet Place puts you in the shoes of a traditional white family with healthy and normal gender roles and family structure, and shows you what their life is like while living under siege by beasts who'll pounce on them if they make even the smallest of noises. The fact that we have a rural and white Christian family being presented sympathetically and in a position of weakness is reason enough to see this movie. Enjoy it while you can, because there's just not going to be many more films like this. But really, the hook for me here was the subtext. The symbolism is just too apt. A Quiet Place is actually a perfect commentary on where Europeans find themselves today in their own countries. You see this nice family contort themselves and go to the most absurd lengths to prevent the monsters becoming triggered from hearing them, and it all seems very familiar. This is what political correctness does to us now. And the physical danger when we're a powerless minority is what comes next. An ideological web has been spun across the Western world. Europeans have slowly learned what triggers vibrations in the web and how to get around it. But the web becomes ever more sensitive. In A Quiet Place, this reaches its natural conclusion: simply never speak at all, ever, because the beasts will be onto you in seconds. And Europeans play this complicated game of second guessing what they want to say while at the same time preempting the backlash. This isn't how free people behave. This isn't any kind of freedom. Of course, this is still in the realm of the abstract and the ideological, but what that leads to is a future where for Europeans, where political correctness gradually evaporates, and what you're left with is a stark reality in which you're nothing more than a powerless minority surrounded by the other. In fact, if you transplanted the family's farm from rural America to South Africa, you'd pretty much end up with the scenario in A Quiet Place. The priority now is straightforward survival. A new set of rules will be learned just to keep you physically safe. Know where you can walk and where you can't. Don't look them in the eyes. Hope they don't come around again tonight, hearing what happened to somebody a few miles away and thinking how you can avoid that. Stay under the radar. Stay quiet. Stay silent. Emily Blunt spends most of the movie heavily pregnant, and I can't even remember the last time I saw a pregnant white woman in a movie. But that also cranks up the tension and raises yet more questions. Red Letter Media, in their review, asked whether it was a good idea, whether it was smart for a family to have a child in these circumstances. Now, you can have a debate about whether bringing a child into such a scenario or that's similar to it. But the point is that the existential questions are what you're forced into when you're in a position of extreme weakness and vulnerability. Blunt's man, John Krasinski, I think they're together in real life, does sacrifice himself in the movie to save his family as the patriarch. That's ultimately what his role demands, if need be. But before it comes to that, it should be the priority of every man to ensure that his living space is free from existential threats so that his woman can give birth to his offspring in safety. And on this, the men in A Quiet Place failed because they were passive. Let's just be quiet and hope for the best. When I first came across the name John Krasinski, I kind of wearily went to Wikipedia. Let's just check out his background. Let's have a look. Turns out, though, that he's Polish, Irish, raised Catholic. And that made my life easier when I came to doing a video on this movie and posting it on YouTube. You see, they're listening for us now, paying attention to the web and checking out for the slightest little tremor. Take care, everyone. I'll catch you later.